Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Mighty Variety Show.
I promise you that if I have to hold it in, it may hurt. I may step outside.
There you go.
No need to send a search party because they'll be able to find me within the first 30 seconds.
That's right.
Wow.
The dogs will follow the smell.
Wow. Right. Now I'm nervous to be in a studio for an hour with you.
I know.
I'm going to say what I was going to say for actually I do mind. But I'm really excited tonight. We're in a fantastic place. And by the way, I'm very comfortable in this clothing.
I am, too. And we haven't told them yet, but it just feels right, Robin. It just
feels right.
Well, obviously, the producer did a good job.
Yes, you did. You did. Yes.
You know what? I was going to say something about that later in the show, but you did do a very good job about getting us a great studio in an unlikely place. I'm going to say that. I like the clothes, but overall, this is season 3, episode 10.
Yes.
And I feel like that since day 1 to now, you've gotten worse at your job. I'm just saying.
Really? And you remember that? I would like to think not. I'm your huckleberry, okay?
Yes, you're solid as an oak.
I think we have, you know, Hal's been around us long enough that he has kind of broken out of his shell, and I like the fact that he'll get on the air with us once in a while.
Yes, he has broken out of his yellow shell.
Out of his yellow banana hammock shell, or as he would say, banana boat.
Well, later on we might talk about my invention that I have. Thank you.
Your
invention?
Invention? Or avengin'?
No, invention.
Okay.
It's a thing that you develop and you patent and use into the up to the United States of America.
Oh, I thought you were talking about your avengin'.
I'll be back. I'll have to look that one up.
No dejes que la comida se quede contigo. Limpia esa sensación de boca sucia.
And even though you're still on the air, Hal, I'm sorry, but you're still responsible for serving.
Para una sensación limpia y refrescante. Después de cada comida, come, bebe, masca.
That's what you say now. That's what he says now. Okay.
Well, are you going to tell anybody where we're at? I mean, this was a great expense.
Uh-oh, somebody's got their...
It's me. It's me.
Since it's just us three, could it be you?
I think it's the altitude.
Well, there's a lot about the altitude that is strange, I'm just going to say.
Yes.
I've had 2 drinks, and I feel extremely loaded. I'm just going to put that right out there already.
Yes.
I'm just saying.
Just saying.
And anyway, so today we flew into Caracas, Venezuela, and then we drove about 2 hours. And
we were very glad that he didn't fart on us.
Yes, because he's known for farting in the Andes Mountains. I'm just going to say, don't give any tiny bananas to Hal, because he will fog you out. You'll need a hazmat suit to get into the car with him. I'm just saying. Sorry, Hal. It's true.
And we didn't keep our hazmat suits from Chernobyl.
From
Chernobyl? Chernobyl. They were just decorative. Actually, they were just small plastic outfits that they only cost like $34.95 to cover you guys with, and
so you might want to go get yourself. Highly radioactive area, right?
That's no problem. You guys can handle it. That's what I pay you guys for.
He doesn't pay us anything, does he?
I don't think so.
Oh,
wait a second. I'm missing out on paychecks.
I feel like I sound funny. Do I sound funny to anybody else?
Well, it's this room. It's because it's where we're located to each other.
I feel like there's a little bit of an echo in here.
It sounds good, though. You sound fine.
All right.
They like us.
Do you like me?
They don't care. As long as they can hear us, they don't care.
Do you like me? That's good. Okay. All right. Well, there's just some strangeness going on, you know. And we're not used to Hal being on the air with us either. He took the good microphone, and I think I'm used to hearing myself through the really good microphone. So I'm like, What is the sound?
Well, you know what? I work in a grocery store or whatever, and part-time, and nuts are on it all, too, so I went and got a pair. And I grabbed a couple of cans of Planters, and I said, you know what? I am the producer. I should have the great microphone. So, okay.
Well, I guess I didn't know that you were a part-time worker in a grocery store.
Who do you think is the best coupons?
Well, can I ask you something? what kind of things do they sell at a grocery store?
Well, we sell just about everything.
Do you sell frozen foods in the pee aisle?
tell you what. Ooh, way to stab. Yes. Some anime shelled.
I don't know what that means. But
anime
anyway.
Is a pee.
Oh.
Well, I just want to say that I don't know if they grow peas up here at the top in Pico de... We're at Pico de Aguilar in the Andes Mountains. I don't know if they sell peas or grow peas or pee peas or whatever they do. But you look fantastic in your Sherpa outfit. You look like you were born to wear a Sherpa outfit.
Well, I love my hat. Just so you know. Melissa, you look beautiful in a llama skin robe that they have worn themselves.
Woven? That's, see?
Woven.
Woven.
That's what I did on the 2-hour trip driving up there. I'm just saying.
Well, she's pretty dang good at what she does.
You know, we're just all tired. It was a long trek.
It was
let me
a
tell
long
you,
trip.
To the top.
It was it a was. Long trip. I'm it glad was. I had a donkey. Poor donkey. And I could play that commercial again. Don't let Sweet Roll ride a donkey. Poor donkey. No, it wasn't bad at all. And it was a big donkey.
The hardest part was not drinking before we got here.
Yes.
Every one of us wanted to stop at the airport and have a drink, and we just couldn't because we had to drive.
That's
true. Correct.
Like, almost correct.
I'm not saying anything.
But the second we got here... We were running in. It was like the Three Stooges, and we were pushing each other out of the way, and we're yelling our drinks at the bartender, and he's like, "Whoa, crazy people from America!"
That's right. And then we saw Los Federales kind of eyeballing us, and we straightened up a little bit.
You know, they all carry a llama.
They all carry a llama. Is that a llama in your pocket, or is that just your penis?
I'm talking about a llama 45. That's a Brazilian gun. It's one of the best guns in the world. They actually carry it. You know what? A llama in your pocket. I mean, can we expand our mind just a tad?
From what to what?
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying that the security is awesome. The security is awesome.
You mean from penises to symbolisms of penises? From penises to guns, same thing. Pow, baby. Bang. Bang, bang.
Wow. Really?
Really.
Yeah, really.
So, should we go out? Is it okay if we get into the show now?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know what? We were talking about this, and we really, really, really want to give the room a challenge because they have taken it upon themselves, which is wonderful, to actually attempt what we've given them a challenge for. Some of them send us pictures, which is awesome. But see, what we were thinking of, and Cindy, this is with you in mind, I'm just saying. There are sports, of course, you know, we were at the Olympic tryouts last week in Omaha, Nebraska, and we thought that we would like to make opportunities to increase the demographic viewers, see, of the Olympic sports. We want to know what kind of sports you think they should have. Now, one thing that Robin and I were talking about that we thought would be really cool is naked synchronized swimming.
Ooh, yay.
I'm just saying.
Did you get this approved?
No. There's no one to approve. See, Cindy's like, sweet. So if you know, of course, this is the Summer Olympics. We would really think it would be awesome to have naked lesbian couple skating for the winter ones. But see, we're not in the winter ones. So we need to be proactive and think of summer sports for the Olympics that they don't have. Cindy's like, sweet, that we don't have. Okay?
Is that approved through the 1993 American Disability Act?
No. But
this is how. Just saying.
I'm just saying, if you think of something, post it on our page. Post it on our page, people.
Please.
Post it on our page.
I'm extremely interested to see what...
I can imagine.
Will be posted.
That's right. With that, would we like to move into something?
Oh, I'm just trying to get an all.
Oh, never mind.
Marguerite.
No. Yes, I think we would. Right, Hal?
Huh? I mean, I have an olive.
What wizardry is this?
All right. Well, I guess. No, I swallow my olive. Let's start back with the girl. Let it roll.
Oh my God.
I actually got a personal message. I'm not going to say from who because they asked me to keep them anonymous, but quadriplegic synchronized sinking.
Oh, that's horrible. That's terrible.
Are you kidding me?
Whoever you are, that's
quadriplegic, they're sinking? I mean, oh my God. Will you not do this?
I'm just saying.
You know, we should put you in the... When something happens to you, we're going to put you in our instant karma segment. I'm just saying.
I'm just saying. I apologize because I had olives, and they were from the top of the Andes Mountains, and they were delivered to me in a small jar by a guy wearing a little hat. And he came in here, and he gave them to me. So I decided to try them, and I just couldn't stop. You know, it's just great. And they're little olives. And now my straw is stuck with them, right?
Oh. Okay.
Am I right?
Yes. Completely
Look.
Disjointed from the rest of the conversation.
Oh, my God. It was so
good. We
have
to live in our own little worlds, I suppose.
Can't get the olive juice.
Wow. What witchery is this?
I don't know, but it's darn good.
I want to know what witchery is it that you think olives are native to the Andes Mountains.
Esther said, them ain't olives.
And you know what? They're very small people.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway, so what witchery is this? Tell us your witchery, Moo.
So yesterday, I'm walking around, not doing anything. All of a sudden, I look down because my toe hurts, and this is the middle toe of my foot.
Yikes.
And bada bing, I have a broken blood vessel. How did that happen?
How did that happen?
I don't know. I don't know.
Did it turn purple or what?
Yes, it's purple today. That's and everybody's gracious. Like, what's wrong with your toe? And I'm like, gangrene.
Wait, did you wear flip-flops? Sandals?
To work?
Yeah.
Yes.
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 Yes, I did.
Yes.
That's awesome.
I was searching for my pop-top.
Nice.
And my lost shaker of salt.
Is it wrong that while Hal is gone? On. Oh, here we go. Okay, well, Hal's gone. I start messing with the knobs. Look at that. I can I can make knobs. Myself louder. While he's gone, I'm gonna mess with the knobs. See, and he's a little loaded, down. I think, and he got it wrong.
I turned my knob down.
Okay.
Hehe.
Okay. And he'll never know the difference when he gets back.
He will not.
I'm gonna turn. You know what? Why is he with us? That's all I want to know. He's gone. Let's have a powwow about this.
Because this one doesn't have a window to block him off.
You know what? That's it. We have to make sure in our contracts from now on that whatever studio we get,
we're separated by him by
from
a
window. Oh, thank you, Hal.
We're just saying how awesome you are.
I'm sure.
What is that?
Sprite and rum.
Sprite and rum.
Fresh ice.
Fresh ice.
Fresh ice. I don't know where it came from up here in the Andes Mountains. It's very cold.
No dejes que la comida se quede contigo. Limpia esa sensación de boca sucia con Orbit. Fabuloso. Para una sensación limpia y refrescante, bebe más calorías.
I'm not telling you that. I just said I didn't know where this particular...
It's really just snow.
...particular ice went from, and how did it get compressed?
When he was on the ship with us, he went out and just got ice right off the ship.
That's true.
And this is compressed. At 14,000 feet, you know, that gravity kind of pulls down. Mm-hmm. So that objects that are not normally the same weight as you take them up there, the gravity pulls it down. And I think everything else after
and
this
I hope
just
you all
moot.
Had your pencils out and that you've been
there
listening.
There will be a quiz later.
There will be a quiz later.
Hopefully
oh my goodness!
For me.
Oh my goodness! This is—it's always crazy when Hal's on with us, and we know
yes,
it.
Yes, it is.
We know it. It's okay.
It's okay.
But now you kind of feel like what we go through when we tell you that we're having to wave him down, or he's holding up index cards that say we're
to
fired.
Say you're fired.
Now you see what we go through. You just can't hear that, but.
This is a bundle package this time. That's sorry.
Tell me, darling, tell me, please, is it wrong?
Oh.
So, I think there's a lot of is it wrongs right now.
There's a lot of is it wrongs. Like, why he's sitting, I don't know, about 12 inches from me, about 12 inches from you, and he held up his hands, 10, 9, 8.
I know, he was
like,
counting down.
Like we couldn't hear the song as well, but whatever. Now he's trying to overdo his job. This is why he's an ass. But that's
okay, I'll just back off.
Yeah. No, we love you.
What? Oh, here he goes. He's going into his mode.
I tell you what, I take a long time to be able to do this for you guys. You know what? You guys just don't love me for it.
Did you go to school for this? Know. That's the other one I like. I went to school for this.
I paid $25,000 to be able to tell somebody what to do.
Well, then you've earned it.
You have earned it.
You've
that
earned
was
it.
Perfect. Oh, that was...
Yeah.
Yeah, but they still don't listen to me.
Yeah. Anyway... Was somebody talking? I don't know. Anyway, on Is It Wrong, I have something.
Okay.
Yes, you do.
And it's something that I'm not used to doing. Okay.
Taking out of the trash?
I'm going to punch you in the throat. That is something I'm used to doing. I am. These hands are trained weapons.
They are. Legal, lethal.
They
weapons.
Are.
With a sewing machine.
What does that mean?
It means that you can design anything and make a dress or anything you want on a sewing machine.
Do you know? You know.
Yes.
She you know that skilled. All I that there's 5 minutes in me. All I need is 1 minute to take you down. What am I supposed to do with the other four?
Cha-ching.
Anyway.
Anyway.
So I'm not used to playing, obviously I'm not used to playing helpless female. But I desperately, this was a few days ago, you know, remodeling, moving, whatever. So well, I needed four shingles for the roof.
Before you go into remind everybody how hard you have been working the last few weeks.
Oh, my goodness. Very.
Yes. Okay. Now you can continue.
So, I mean, it will just vary, you know, but so, so I really only needed four shingles for the roof where there's four that have been damaged. Do you mind, Hal? He's pulling ice out of his drink right in front of the...
It's fresh
olives,
ice.
Olives out of his ice.
It is fresh ice.
He has no respect. He's not... You guys, he's used to being behind the mic, not in front of it. Whatever.
That's right.
Swallow it. Just snort one up your nose. I would love to see that. Anyway, I'm not used to that, and I feel very uncomfortable playing helpless female, and I don't think I've... Maybe I've done it once my entire life, like truly just resorted to that because it is a resort situation. But I only needed four, and they sell these shingles, and they're super heavy, and they're in this big pack, and they're really expensive, but I only needed four. So the first guy I come across at the home center was, you know, I was like, I need just four. Do you have any singles? He's like, no. Yeah, I'm selling you, whatever. And so I go up to the counter with the giant pack of things, and I kind of plead my case, and the cashier behind the counter says, why don't you go over to the contractor's desk and ask them? And I was like, you know, I think that's a good idea. So between the cashier's desk
A landfill.
Yes.
You saved at least, what, $25?
At least, yeah.
Okay. All you needed was four.
That's right. Why not sell them each, by the each?
That's right, by the each. Uno de Icho.
That's right. Uno, dos, three, four.
Uno de Icho.
That's right.
Very good.
Quiero uno.
We'll keep paying you $13,000 to take Spanish.
Quiero tres.
Quiero cuatro.
Cuatro.
Oh, so all of a sudden now you're the count?
Yes, I am. All of a sudden. You know he's one of my personalities. The count doesn't want to talk to you right now.
Then you wonder why health care costs so much.
Speaking of that. I love how that blows out everyone's speakers every Friday.
It's awesome.
So loud. So, Hal, you were saying that you were so disappointed in some things earlier and you wanted to share a story with us.
No, I'm fine now. I got over it. And you know what? There's everything else just moot at this point.
We played that intro, though. Someone has to come up with something disappointing. You know what I'm disappointed in? You know what's so fucking disappointing? Oh, so disappointing.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, obviously, we struck a nerve. It must be because we're moving. You know what?
I've been drinking. You know so apologize. Everyone... Run and cover your kids' ears.
Oh, my God. All she's had is two beers. You're up 17,000.
That's okay. What we're going to do is we're going to bleep that out when we read.
For the podcast. I apologize. Some things happen.
Wow.
Sometimes things happen. I'm a little discombobulated.
Okay, so what happened? What are you disappointed on?
Go ahead.
How?
The F word.
Okay. He makes me so angry.
You know, my problem is, you know what? If you're stranded... need money or anything else that you do. So today I went by one of my favorite grocery stores and
so
I pulled out today.
The story now. Oh my God.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
I was going to let go on.
I didn't do what?
I did. Oh. Just tell your story.
Okay. She's on pills. So anyway, so I pull out and I go to the left-hand lane to make a left.
I'm glad you finished that sentence.
I know. God, it was tough.
I really didn't like him. I just didn't like him.
So anyway, this guy comes walking down there. He's missing like four front teeth. He's just the opposite. I want my two front teeth for Christmas. Whatever. And he goes, can a cracker get a piece of cheese? And he's a white guy. Hold the sign. Are you kidding me? You're going to walk down the side of I-35 holding a sign and keep flipping it over and over again. Kind of like if you did it fast enough, it kind of like 3D. It was kind of like a light thing.
It was like an
he was doing it fast.
Right there on a piece of cardboard.
Yeah, exactly. With a piece of cardboard, I said, this guy should be America's Got Talent. You know? But you know what? I tell you, the guy goes, flips over, and I couldn't see it at first because he's flipping it so fast. Or they get it about 12 feet away from the car, and he flipped it over, and he goes, hey, can a cracker get a piece of cheese? I mean, what the hell is that? Really?
Well, what did you respond? How did you respond?
I didn't respond with nothing.
Did you stare straight ahead, or did you look at him and go, uh-uh?
No, I can tell you an instance real quick. This will take about...
No, I want to know what you did with this person. Did you look him in the eye, or did you stare straight ahead with your hands on your steering wheel?
You know what I did? I threw him little dice that you punch out when you do your electrical box that look like slugs, like we used to put in high school, and I threw it at him and drove off.
Why?
I don't know. He chased them down, and he thought they were quarters, but yeah, they're just a little bit of slugs. Yes, I did.
Why?
Because, you know what? Anybody in the world that says
you would not
that he's
that,
a cracker looking for a piece of cheese, that's like the guy that goes, hey, you know what? All I need is 39 cents for a cheeseburger. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, because they have to give you have to give them 50, really, unless you have 2 dimes. But I tell you, he always comes out. It comes out ahead. But I'm thinking, really, that I don't think across America and the world. Okay, Mighty Variety shows listen to all over the world, and
right.
We really appreciate every listener out there. But in particular, Hal, who was from Colorado, he moved to Austin, where I currently live, and I'm about to move to New York. We're globetrotting. Anyway, Austin's one of the worst towns in the United States for a homeless population. We're not saying that they're bad people. We're saying we have a high homeless population.
Right.
And there's 2 years ago, the count was 8,000 in downtown alone.
Really?
So, but there is not a corner, an intersection corner that you can go to where you're in your car that does not have someone with a sign on.
Right.
Literally, they are on every corner, and it's just expanding into the suburbs.
Okay. Hold
so
on.
What?
Ask
no,
Melissa,
let me make my point.
Okay.
Let me make my point.
Well, let's get to
so
it
they're everywhere.
The show ends.
You know what? I'm going to punch you in the throat.
Oh my God.
Anyway, when he gets this close to me, I get violent for some reason. I wouldn't really punch him in the throat until he's sleeping. But anyway. My point is that the new art, the new avant-garde art, is the more creative you get with your sign on the corner, the more money you make. If you just stand there and say, help, or I'm a veteran, even though that is extremely important, that doesn't affect people anymore. You have to come up with a shtick, you know, like something in...
A shtick. What are you going to use? This Trudeau's good for the noodle this evening. Know.
A shtick, which is like a theme, like
a
joke,
a thing,
something, you know, a thing that you do that makes you special from everybody else. I've seen one guy who thought he was Bob Dylan. He's walking around playing a guitar and playing a harmonica at the same time, and he sings you these awesome songs at the light. He's like breaks into, you know, Led Zeppelin, stuff like that. He's playing all this stuff to you. And you're like, wow, well, you deserve a dollar.
That's right.
You know, so if someone says something like, you know, I just need 37 more cents to fix my UFO for the day, you know, whatever, to get back to my home planet, I might give him money. He just said, God love you.
No dejes que la comida se quede contigo. Limpia esa sensación de boca sucia con Orbit.
Okay, here's my deal.
Para una sensación limpia y refrescante, come, bebe, masca Orbit.
Where I'm there. And in Fort Worth, and right now they aren't there because they're currently doing massive construction on widening and expanding the 820. That's where I always find them.
Uh-huh.
But I hate to say it to both of you, I am the biggest sucker ever. I am the biggest sucker.
What do you give? What do you give? Change or do you give dollars?
No, you know, to be honest with you, I've given a bottle of water.
That's fine.
And I've given like a couple quarters, or if I have something, because I don't carry cash.
Me either. But I think I'm more apt to, actually, in real life, I'm more apt to give someone who reminds me of a loved one. I'm a loved one. You know, if I see that person, I'm like, oh, that reminds me of so-and-so, or he could be that person, and or whatever, that, you know, there's that. And then, will you stop doing that right in front of your microphone? Oh, my God. Anyway, So I'm more apt to do that. And then just out of the blue, sometimes I just get a feeling about someone. I'll give them. But in general, in the winter, I hand out old sweaters.
Mm-hmm. I give out gloves.
Sweaters. Gloves. Never done gloves. Gloves is a good idea. The throws, blankets. But in the summer, definitely, especially in Texas, I know everyone's lamenting on Facebook about, don't tell us it's hot in Texas. It's summer. No, duh, or whatever.
I know. I'm about ready to punch people in the throat.
You know what? They're not living it.
I know.
We have the right to post this stuff because it's super, super duper hot. Anyway, you know, some I have, you know, I don't know what to say, but, you know, I pick and choose, but it's very important to hand out water in the summer and sweaters and blankets in the winter. And other than that, you know, if they look super drunk, I will give money to the guy who puts a sign up. The truth goes a long way that says, I need a dollar for a beer. I'm a drunk. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, go have a beer. At least you told me the
truth. You're being honest.
Yes. And I like honesty. Honesty is rewarded in my world.
That's right.
So, you know what? It's 8:35. We're past due for a break. Should we go to break and come back with Monkey House Buffet?
Yes!
Shit. Okay. All right. Well, we'll
You're
be right.
You're listening to the Mighty Variety Show.
On the Shark
Radio
Network.
Hi, this is Melissa from the Mighty Variety Show. I wanted to talk to you just briefly about leaving your animals in a car. On an 85-degree day, it only takes 10 minutes for the inside of your car to reach 102 degrees, even when the windows have been left open an inch or two. Within 30 minutes, a car's interior can reach 120 degrees. When a pleasant temperature of 70 degrees is on the outside, the inside of your car may be as high as 20 degrees hotter. Please leave your pets at home in hot weather. And when you leave your car, check to make sure.
We'll be back with more Mighty Variety Show right after this.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh.
Sexy eyes move.
Boom, boom.
I always want to say dance with each other.
Rub against me slowly.
Wow, now he's in charge.
Oh, it's instant karma. Sexy eyes, sexy eyes.
Sexy eyes.
Sexy eyes.
Sexy eyes. Get down with you, I wanna move with you. Sexy eyes.
Get down with
you. Ooh.
Did give us a lot of dance in here, did they?
I think the Sherpa's got his mouth open with a blank stare looking at us going, what's happening to me right now? Do they have Sherpa counselors?
I don't believe so. Only the Cabal leader.
This is how it's gonna be. Sexy eyes. Move across the floor, got me wanting more. Sexy eyes.
Thank you.
All right. Well, this is happening. I just wanted to have to let you guys know how we...
And now, back to the Mighty Variety Show with Moo and Sweet Roll.
All right. Well, everybody, I want to let you know that right now we're going to have to do an infomercial real quick for about 32 seconds here. What do you think this stuff is for free? So we need to do this. And you know what I do? I learn things by trial and error. And right now, at this point in time, we're going to have to go with the long slong.
Trial and error.
Trial and error. Well, you know what? It's an error. I'll tell you what. And I am a first-time user. Long-time looker, and you know what? I went ahead and got this, and I bought this. It's called the Slong Long, and I have to be—I have to do my own testament. And the Slong Long, what it does is, it changes your penis into anything you need it to be. If it needs to be 4 inches longer, 2 inches wider, 4 inches shorter, but a little bit thicker.
Yeah.
I almost peed on myself.
Oh, I'm telling you, it's the truth. God, this guy that's invented it, which is me, I've been practicing this thing with a bag of Cheetos. Okay? So what it does is what happened is kind of I got a battery operated every once in a while, short circuits, and it just nothing but stimulation on that part.
It's a live electrical current shocking your penis. Is that what you're trying to tell everyone?
I'm trying to tell everybody that this thing
is like it.
That this thing is dandy. You can't find this thing anywhere but except for my home, and for $19.95, I will send it to you. But you first need to be able to sign a waiver. Okay, waiver. We will back it to you.
Practicing on Cheetos, does it make your schlong orange?
Oh, yes, it sure does.
Look. Wow.
I think Cheddar the Cheeto guy is a little nervous here that I'm taking over.
I guess
yes,
he would be.
Know.
Yes, we know.
I'm just telling you, after the third electrical shock, you might have some swelling and bruising, and you might want to seek a doctor after an erection after 7 hours. And
a doctor sick after 7 hours?
No, it's just like you actually could do it like the old Morse code. Dee 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 dee. Oh yeah, it's an electrical shock. It's good.
Okay. Well, it's important that you wrap it up.
All right. Well, I'm done. You need to call 1-800-222-222-PENIS. And
you
will get me
directly. If you call 1-800-222-222-222-PENIS, it's likely that you're going to get someone in Zimbabwe. Because I don't know what the country code is for that, but that's amazing.
This is the only way I can make that stuff so cheap.
Oh, nice. I like it. I like that. Okay.
I'm half shark and half Peter. Don't come near me. I will eat you.
Okay. We only have about... what's 20 minus 2? 18 minutes left in the show. And the altitude is definitely getting to us. Don't forget to call that number. And that was a surprise from Hal. We like that, Hal. That's a good bit. We're impressed. We like you.
Thank you. And remember, you did go to college. It shouldn't take you that long to do math.
Well, this is why I don't play. This is why I don't play blackjack, because if everyone else immediately knows what they have, and my hand's under the counter going, I got an 8, and then I'm like 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Hit me, and they're like, oh, you know. So they think I'm cheating because I'm using my fingers and stuff like that. And yes, I will kick off my shoes and use my toes at times too. But right now, and without further ado, because it is late in the show.
Monkey House Buffet, y'all.
Yeah. The monkey speaks his mind.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Is that onions I smell, or is that Monkey House Buffet?
We be here.
What's up, Darla?
Hey, how's it going?
Can you hear me?
I can hear ya.
Forgive me for saying, but your onion smells divine.
Even in 100-degree heat?
Wow.
Well, I didn't say it wasn't a bit gamey.
Oh.
That's kind of what your mother smelled like, Trebek. Anyway, sorry. What's going on, ladies?
Nothing, just here waiting for you guys.
Hola.
Oye, ¿cómo va?
¿Dónde está, señor Harold?
Yo está aquí, mi amor. Keep us.
See, now you just totally screw me up, that mi amor thing.
He just said, I'll translate
for you. Did
you
just call me your love?
Yes.
Wow, el guapo.
He goes, I'm
putting
right.
My life for you.
I'm right here, my love.
Yo está muy bonito allá por el radio, ¿eh?
Oh my gosh! We should just turn this over to Jerry and Hal for a little while.
Oh,
bungholes!
Give me from my bunghole.
You say mole or hole?
Exactly.
I mean,
I'm gonna pee on myself before this hour.
I've already done that, and it's cool. Everyone, do it at home. It's okay. No one gets hurt.
Just relax.
Do not stand close to
I recommend not to get
that. I promise I'll hook you up with a little invention. I can't
get a
splash
guard.
You're born in two bay requires some assembly.
Para una sensación limpia y refrescante. Después de cada comida, come, bebe, masca Orbit.
Maybe you guys could have two in one.
Whoa! Oh.
Hey. That usually costs extra where I'm from.
Yeah, no kidding. Really? You know, EVDA, like, I'm thinking at least $75 a head, you know.
I was thinking of an old CERTS here. Commercial. I don't know,
but hey, if it were posted, CERTS commercial.
And if it were posted on Craigslist, it would be FFMM Wazing.
See, I couldn't do Craigslist because I didn't know what I was getting into. It's like, what does that mean? What does that mean? LMAO, I don't know what it means.
Laughing my ass exactly. off.
Oh my god, this right here actually breaks down to I hope you come over and stick your tongue in my butt. Oh, what did I just agree to?
Everything.
You know, some perv shows up and he's like all glazed over an Astroglide and you know, he's you know, wearing a banana hammock. You know, and he looks like he's about, I don't know, 56, 57.
Welcome to our show.
Yeah. I'm only 43.
Yeah.
But he looks 57.
Yeah, well, no. You know, you went to college, you'd think you'd know how to do meth. No, wait, it was math is what he said up to.
Math.
That's awesome. That's
Sorry.
Awesome. Well, we are from Central Texas. It's a good idea to, I mean,
yes,
it's a good thing to think he might be on meth. Yeah.
Well, exactly. We were the capital. Anyway. We are speeding our balls off right down here in Bellmead, Texas. What are y'all doing?
Small town with lots to do.
Yeah, back in the day when we all lived there and were kids growing up, Bellmead was frog town because everything.
I've never lived in Bellmead.
I didn't live there either. Holy shit, that was a war zone. You didn't go there. It's just that's where you went if you wanted to procure something that was of the
Yes. It's like, oh, you got 10 teeth. You're not from around here, is you?
Yeah, right. Hey, I'd like to introduce you to my wife and sister. I realize there's only one woman standing here, but this is our trailer. Come on in.
Well, I'll tell you what. You should see somebody try on a piece of bacon with one tooth.
Oh, oh damn, dude. That's hot. I usually have to pay for that.
I know. I'll tell
gonna,
you what right now. I'm
going to take
that
this piece of bacon and I'm going to rub it all over my tooth.
Oh, my God.
Is my tooth shiny with the bacon grease?
Robin, it's a tooth.
It's tooth. A tooth. Oh yes, and this.
Oh, but if you can get a big woman about 400 pounds on the hoof, if you could get her wrapped in a rebel flag trying to get that bacon, I'd pay you $180 to see that.
Give me some bacon.
I'll tell you one thing is for sure. I'll tell you what, you get a piece of good old fat just roll around in there. I'll tell you what, cover and flour, I'd just be
cover.
Happy as a tick on a turd.
Cover and.
I tell you what, because there's elephant ticks out there that like turds.
Okay. Wow.
Bravo, Hal! Bravo, you have bested me! Oh my god! I think I peed a little.
On a turd.
Dude, that's not supposed to happen.
Yeah. Dude, we got her peeing over here, and we also got a, like a little sieve to see what else is coming out.
Oh my
goodness.
This is a lewd version of
Darla, help me. Say some of that positive stuff. Come on.
Oh, I'm gonna come in with something positive here. happy, joy. How about that? There you go.
No.
No, I like that.
Numbers this week.
What?
We have picked an excellent album that everyone is gonna love this week. And I'm gonna let my Wonder Twin announce it.
Well, it's not so much me announcing it. the beauty of it is the Monkey House Buffet, the, you know, our loyal listeners are the ones who actually picked the album, which to me that was kind of cool. I mean, we put some really good albums out there and we let them choose what was their favorite. So we went with Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon.
Nice.
It was a pretty good race there. We had Led Zeppelin's House of the Holy, which is, you know, that's a killer album.
Wow.
So, like, those two were, like, they were far and above, let's see, was it Kiss Alive 2, let's see, The Doors, L.A. Woman, and I think it was Judas Priest Screaming for Vengeance. But Pink Floyd ran away with it, so that's what we're going to do. And, oh, for the love of God, we're not going to do a movie that sucks this week, ladies and gentlemen.
Yay!
Yes, last week's definitely would make, you know, I just wanted to slam the old wedding tackle into a car door till I went into a coma, only to wake up and do it again and continue until such time that I no longer breathe. But we actually picked Day of the Dead, and that's a killer flick.
Is that
we
it?
Did, it's awesome. It's action from beginning to end. Sorry, Jay. Go ahead.
It's cool.
Has anything to do with Dawn of the Dead? Was it like the morning and then the afternoon of the dead or anything like that?
It was later that day. No. It's just,
it was called 30 Seconds of Penis Dead, okay? Jesus Christ. There's another movie I wasn't in. Who in the... There's my agent.
Ow.
No, I mean... It's the 2008 version, and it's action-packed. The whole, from beginning to end, you're like on the edge of your seat
it's
going,
not Nick Cannon in it.
Kind of like a porno for about 5 seconds.
I was going to say, I don't even know what I was going to say. I had my mouth open, and it just hung.
What? Gary's talking to you.
Oh, yes. Please come back, please.
No, that's not.
This is Gamo Echo Charlie. I'll be in the front yard in about a half hour.
Yeah, I've already streaked through the neighbors' yards. They're still a little pissed about it.
Damn
I didn't
it!
Be on
I knew that was
stuff,
you.
Though.
I knew that was you. I knew it.
It was me.
Yeah, they described it, and they were like, there was one of the posters on every telephone pole for about a mile, and I saw it come by, and I was like, I know that
I
guy.
I just have to say that every Friday night, my face hurts so badly.
I just hurt so bad right now.
It hurts so,
so
good.
So happy to meet Hal.
Hey, can I ask you a question?
Uh-oh. Oh, gosh, should we leave for this question? That's my question.
Hey, what are you wearing?
Nothing.
Oh, God, are you...
Sauce on my own.
Unbelievable. Hey, this is a family show. Call me back at 229-477-776 immediately.
That's why I wrote the word family on my crotch. I did it for Trebek's mother.
How'd you spell that?
Exactly.
Move.
Oh, Tater.
Move.
I knew he was going to come out.
Move.
You know what?
Oh, that's M-U-U-U-N.
Move. Is this a family show? When did this become a family show? Unless the family starts at semen. If it starts at semen, and that's true, if it starts at sperm, then this is a family show.
Starts at sperm? I like semen better. They swim around for a while and ride in big ships and come and deliver.
Words. Sperm, semen.
Whoa. Submarine.
He's just staring at me with a blank stare. Dude, this is like the whole, you know what? Okay, let me, we just have 7 minutes left in the show, and I want to remind everyone that our 30-odd seconds of penis segment, which is known the world over for being about penis, really came from someone Moo and I used to know, okay, and who was so offended by the word penis.
I think
penis.
There was probably more than one someone we used to know, but one particular.
Yes. Who was so offended by the word penis, who thought it was a dirty word instead of a medical term, we started saying it more, and evolving into us getting the show and deciding that every show we would have at least 30-odd seconds talking about penis, and that's how that evolved or whatever. I just want to give that statement out there to justify... I don't know what.
Well, and if I might say, I mean, that show was enjoyable, but this show makes my face hurt with laughter. So,
well, good. We want you to hurt.
Excellent transition, Robin. Excellent transition.
Is that like looking at a small penis?
Is it? Have we determined yet? Is this a family show or not?
It is not.
I'm don't. Oh, you
okay.
Gonna tell Jerry that because
okay,
you don't
it's
know
not,
where Jerry's gonna go.
It's a wet move.
I'm yeah. wet.
Well, let's go ahead and put some cornbread in the oven, then, if that's where we're going to be. Because I'm going to be a bacon later. I'm going to be a pushing and a cushion, buddy. Don't worry about that.
I think Hal has a crush on Jerry.
Me too. He is latently gay.
I'm feeling a little bit of a clip right now. Lord have mercy, I'm getting the vapors.
All I can say to you is Hal is,
wow. Yeah, that's what most rapists say, Hal. It'll be over in a minute.
It was willing and cost me $20. What are you talking about?
I'm actually holding my ribs. I have to hold my ribs. Oh, my ribs hurt.
That right there is fornicated, sir.
Fornicated? You don't say fornicated when you pay $20. But you know what, who I really need to chime in here is Melissa. Ooh. That's $150.
So, okay, well,
Melissa.
We have to stop here. We do have to stop here, regrettably right. enough, because it is regrettable that we have to stop here and ask
Melissa,
what time, where do we hear Monkey House Buffet, go for it, and okay. Darla, go.
Well, before we do that, you know, we told you we would tell you about our October special.
Oh, please do.
And what's going to happen is, okay, Jerry and I are going to be doing a lot of work in October because we love movies and we love horror movies especially.
I love horror movies.
Horror movies. I love horror movies too.
I love horror movies.
Other horrors.
Oh my God.
Horrors.
Okay. Go on.
During the month of October, Jerry and I will do an extra special every week.
Out in the outdoors.
Hell yeah.
We don't tell, but you know, I mean, it'll be like we're gonna do other horror genres besides zombie movies.
What a genre? What's a fucking genre?
Nice style.
Yeah, so we'll be doing a special every week during the month of October where we will review a couple. We haven't decided how many. Couple other kind of movies out of the zombie genre. So it should be a lot of fun, and we're looking forward to it.
Sweet.
Hey,
wait.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't put the mic in my mouth.
Come well, on.
Hey, sometimes when you put Magic Mike in the mouth, that's when you make friends. I'm just saying. I learned
Jeez,
that at
my
a party
sister.
Once. I'm just saying I learned it at a party not, once. What?
You know, you can say that on Facebook, but that doesn't make it biologically true.
Thank you, God. I just have to accept.
But Monkey House Buffet airs Sundays 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, and I don't know what standard time that is and where you are, but
Central Standard Time is the same everywhere, dear. Everywhere.
Are you kidding me? Did you graduate from high school?
In Tinnagel. Central Standard Time.
Central Standard Time. We're going to let him do that.
Que la comida se quede contigo. Limpie esa sensación de boca sucia con oro. Fabuloso. Para una sensación limpia y refrescante, come, bebe, masca Orbi.
Hey, can I eat? I want to say one thing before we split. I know that a lot of your listeners listen to us, and there's listeners there. Just wanted to say thank you because we're number two again.
Yay!
Yay, all right, yeah.
I know that we cannot top, and we're trying to top them. We just want to hit that number one spot 1 week. Just the 1 week,
yeah, you
man.
Will. You will. And
try then. Eating ice cream.
Oh, dude.
Hey. I mean, seriously, everybody loves Baskin Robbins. If you can get on there like their little thing, you can go ahead and just, you know, you could take it over if you just ate some Baskin Robbins ice cream.
Have mercy.
Seriously.
Okay, well, we
they have 31 flavors.
Okay, we have to go.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Good night, everybody.
Okay,
thank
don't forget
you guys.
To go get your
good night.
Thank you.
Night.
31 Robbins. 31 flavors.
31 Robbins?
Yeah, they have blue tails.
Is that what you're seeing now? Not just two, but 31 Robins. Hey, 31 sweet
it
rolls.
Doesn't
Can
matter.
Anyone handle it? So,
That's a lot of penis.
We're almost out of time.
30 odd seconds of penis.
Oh, penis.
Oh, penis.
That's a lot of penis.
We're going to be back in penis mode. I'm ready to go.
Yes,
let's
we are
go.
Back in penis
let's
mode.
Dancing.
That's
do it.
Penis.
Uh-huh. Somebody's trying to take some stuff on her own.
Hey,
sorry.
Moo.
Yes, sweet roll?
You know, speaking of movies and everything, I saw this amazing movie, you know, called The Penis Prophecies. It was a porn based on the movie The Penis Prophecies. And I just want to say, I thought it was inspiring, thought-provoking, like futuristic Star Trek clothing, but with 70s hairdos. It was super cool.
Well, you know, the other day I was watching an interview with a penis, and I don't know. I just got out of hearing a conversation just moments ago. But did you feel the gay tendencies in the movie? You know. With the sword fighting and all?
Probably
maybe
a little
away.
Bit with the sword fighting was a little bit too much. Al, have you seen any movies?
Yes, I would like to see the good, the bad, and the penis.
Oh, and how was it?
Well, they kind of cut the rope off and everything, and the penis falls down and everything. And it was actually just after I looked at it for a while, after about 3 days, I figured out it was just like skin.
Well, the penis was, like, dancing around on the top of that stone, right? And and the other penis came in and, like, shot the rope, and the penis fell down. And he was like, thank you for saving my penile life. That was awesome.
Right. And this guy came up, and he had a little book with him and everything. And he goes, Buru Atai, you know, I'm a Helkam Eklam.
Penis.
And, yes, and I knew he had been circumcised at that time.
Oh, that's how they knew he
yes.
Oh, so and that's another reason he couldn't stay in the rope, because he was, in fact, circumcised, and they were counting on all that extra skin.
Yes.
Well, I could tell you, one of the movies that I absolutely loved was The Black Penis, and it was about this pirate, and his penis just kept coming back and back and back.
Drinking and rum.
And he drank rum, and he was like this, you know.
So he dipped his penis down into a bird. Rum, and it's like
exactly yes, his penis was a straw. I was like, you know what? Now
I need help here.
Now they're thinking really edgy, and I appreciated that movie.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
What about
that
you,
was
Moo?
A mighty yes. Go, Moo. Please help me.
Well, I really liked Penis Interrupted. You know, when the crazy girl put the penis to her throat.
Yes, that was amazing. I thought she was going to off herself with that penis.
I think originally it had won a few nominations, but I don't think it pulled it through.
No, it didn't. It didn't pull out, and it didn't pull out. But comedies now. I'm all about comedy. I love to laugh. You know, more than I love to cry.
Yes.
And Naked Penis was one of my favorite all time movies, right behind Modern Penis.
Really?
Yep.
Well, I think Naked Penis with a duck for a dick. I guess that's how. I don't know. I'm not quite sure how that pans out.
No, that was the long penis goodnight.
Oh,
my God.
Yeah, that's
long.
When he pulled the little notebook out and he said, right here next to what appears to either be
a duck or a dick.
Oh, that's right. And actually, he pulled out and he said, a duck with a penis to go a long time. He swims around the water and has fun all
every
the time. And I'll tell you one thing he has, Melissa. He has a penis the size of a duck. Wah, wah.
Wow. Wah, 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 wah. Wah.
You know, they check a lot of ducks like that.
Anyway. Well, those were some of the movies that we've been really liking.
Yeah.
And oh, and the Velvet Penis was awesome, too.
No, Penis at Tiffany's.
Oh my God.
Oh,
penis classic. Yeah. Everybody likes Penis at
Tiffany's.
Dude,
you attach candy to it. You do, like, all kinds of things, like almonds and stuff, like a little taffy, and you wrap it around there, and you kind of, like, extend it a little bit. You know, it's like, Taffy, penis with Taffy. And she gets down there, and, like, you think you're giving her just a little piece of candy, and she goes ahead and goes the whole thing.
Oh, my gosh.
What,
Al? You're so sweet.
Were you going to add to that whole candy
on the
penis? Yeah, I was
going to say you all need to go see Serendipinous.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when the glove falls down to the frozen lake, you know.
Yes. You just know. You just know.
Just know.
You just know. Just saying.
Well, I guess I will know. I'll be dragged down there. Do I have to pay for this, too?
Yes.
I'm tired of paying for you people. You know, you cannot be on a boat in the middle of the Bering Sea with Sig Harris, and then you expect me to get up and go take a pee and hit a 30-foot wave and not spray it on you.
Oh, that was wrong. I'm just saying I didn't need frozen pee.
Oh, that's right. We forgot about that.
We're still in the air. Yeah, we're still in the air. Frozen pee and my hair on my face. It was wrong.
You know what? People drink pee.
But I'm not living in Japan. Anyway, that's the end of our show. It's been mighty fun and mighty fine.
I love you, Melissa.
Oh, I love you too, Hal.
I love you, Melissa.
I love you too, sweet roll.
And Hal?
Yes.
We love you.
We love you.
I love every living animal there is. You know why they wear rubber? You know why you wear rubber boots? It's just so you can put the lamb's legs in the back of them.
No, I'm just kidding.
No.
No, that's the holding still.
Hold on, one more time, one more time.
That's a lot of penis.
That's a lot of penis.
Thank you guys, as always, so much for everybody joining us in our absolute wonderful, wonderful, validated fans.
Yes, thank you.
Don't forget to do your challenge and put on our webpage the Olympic sport that you would like to see that you think that would increase
naked
viewers.
Naked.
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 It doesn't have to be naked, but I think naked.
The
right?
Penis punch.
This has been a Hal Slicker production.
Just like boing, boing, boing.